The first Kentucky Derby was run in 1875. The first edition of this annual horse race was run over two centuries before then. Hang on to your hats for a horse race you won't want to miss on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
You've heard of the Kentucky Derby, but there's a horse race with a much longer track record and a very raucous following.
The horse race is called Palio, and it occurs twice a year.
Heather Villameno is describing the Palio, that's P-A-L-I-O, horse race in Siena, Italy, that's been held since 1656.
The riders are bareback on the horses. In fact, the jockeys aren't even what's important. The jockeys can fall off those horses, but if that horse still is the first to the finish line, they're the winner.
And that does happen. Go to the American Countryside page on Facebook, and I've got a link to videos of some of those races. The race does not happen on an oval track, but rather three laps around the historic Grand Plaza of Siena, the same way it's been done for centuries.
They come running on through and downhill and sharp turns, and horses fall and jockeys fall.
Those jockeys represent one of the city's 17 contradas, or neighborhoods, who have fierce rivalries and take great pride in winning one of the two annual races. Ask someone in Siena what is the happiest day of their life, and they might tell you it was their contrada winning the Palio rather than the birth of a child. It's just that big of a deal here. If your contrada does win, there's an interesting mix of celebration.
First, when you win, a moment of hooting and hollering, and then everybody who's part of the winning contrada runs to church.
The race is actually rooted in honoring the Virgin Mary, and that victory will bring the entire contrada to one of the very large churches in the city for a prayer of thanks, so to speak. It's truly an interesting race that has all Italian households glued to their TVs twice each year. Traveling the countryside in Siena, Italy, I'm Andrew McCray.